Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here. As always, my name is Carly Aquilino. I am your host, and we have a great episode for you today. A bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. A bunch of things I want to chit-chat my girls about. You guys know I'm so happy to chat with you. Always so happy to chat with you. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Going into the week with good vibes. We're meditating. We're on a whole nother level. Okay. And yes, I'm still meditating every day or at night. But it's crazy. Sometimes I feel like, and I would love to know if there's a reason behind this. If any of you are experts in it or know any information, I do feel that when I meditate, I'm like connected to people in this weird way. Like I'll text my best friend something so random that pops into my head out of nowhere. Like the other day I was thinking about her and I went to this restaurant in like 2000. It was before the pandemic. It was like 2018, 2019. And it was so, so cute. We went one time, it popped into my head and I couldn't remember the name of it. Popped out of nowhere. And so I text her, I'm like, girl, what was the name of that restaurant we went to? It was really cute. There was like a fireplace. We had good drinks there, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I just pulled that up on my computer. I was recommending it to someone from work. And I was like, holy shit, how weird. Stuff like that happens. I mean, it's not a useful skill by any means, but I constantly bring things up to people that they're like, I was just thinking about that. That just happened to me. I was just looking at that. And a lot of times I could chalk it up to it being coincidental, but sometimes it's so specific that it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, you know? But I don't know. Anywho, hope everyone's doing well. I watched a few things this week, and I'm going to tell you if I recommend them or not. How about that? I watched Quiet on the Set that it's available on HBO Max, but I think it originally was on Investigation Discovery. So if you have cable, you might be able to get it on demand. It was about all the child actors from Nickelodeon and Disney Channel and these creeps that abuse them. And it's kind of telling their story. Listen, it made me like actually ill to think about. And I don't know. I did finish the series and it was very eye-opening. It was interesting, but I don't know, man. Stuff like that just makes me feel sick to my stomach. So it was interesting, but I don't know if I would recommend it. Depends on what type of, like how much you can really endure with stuff like that. I had started it and I was like interested at how they were going to wrap it up. Because they mentioned a few of these people who are like predators and, you know, the process of them being, you know, like going to court and stuff like that. So I was interested in how that was going to end, but don't know if I would exactly recommend it, but it was very well done. And then I watched, what did I watch? Oh, I watched, ooh, there's a new murder show on, it's a murder documentary series called Homicide New York. And it's really crazy. I think the guy who did Law and Order did it and it popped up on my Netflix. So I was like, I'm going to watch this. And it was wild. I was hooked. And I think that was it for this week. Oh, I watched that Nicolas Cage movie too. The one about Dream Scenario, it's called. It was okay. Sometimes I wonder about movies because this new thing that happens, I don't know if I've ever spoken about this on the podcast, but it seems to be that the trend with movies is that they don't have an ending. And they're also 3 hours long. So it's like, I just watched this whole thing and I don't know what happened. But then if you question it, people are like, oh yeah, because you're supposed to think about what do you think happened? You're supposed to think about what happened yourself and come to a conclusion. It's like, well, is that my fucking job? Or am I paying to watch a movie in a movie theater? Or am I sitting on my couch watching a movie for 3 hours? And then you want to know what's crazy? Whenever I'm watching a movie, the whole time,
hold on.
Lost you guys there for a second. Had to double check my audio, but You guys, every single time I watch a movie, I'm going like this. I'm going, it can end at any second. There's been times where I think I'm in the middle of the movie and then the movie's over. And they're just like, you figure it out, loser. We did our job. We set the scene. It bothers me so much. Also, every movie, I don't care how good it is, should be 90 minutes long. I went to go see this movie with my friends. It was like one of these, like, it was honestly the last time I went to movies. This was like 6 months ago. And it was one of these movies where it was, I would say about 3 hours. It was running me about 3 hours. That's an entire afternoon, by the way. Girl, I watched the beginning of it. I watched the first like 45 minutes. We were in one of those theaters where you can lean all the way back. You know, I'm falling asleep. I woke up 2 hours later, watched it for, which is so funny because my friends are like, girl, you were snoring. And it was like a really sad movie and people were crying. And I was like, first of all, get her out of here. But I woke up. So I missed 2 hours of the movie. And I still knew exactly what happened. I was able to make sense of it. The whole middle part could have been cut out is what I'm saying. Anywho. So, but yeah, that one was interesting. It was different. The Nicolas Cage one, it was all right. It was all right. But you guys, first of all, I'm sitting here shivering like an idiot and why are you shivering like an idiot? Because I had a smoothie bowl and now I'm chilly. Am I 90 years old? I have a new food that you guys know how I do this thing where like I obsess over a specific food and then I eat it every single day for like 7 months straight. It's not all I eat, but I have to eat it or it bothers me. Like I'll wake up in the morning, I'm like, I'm going to eat that later, but it's the same thing every single day. My new one is egg salad. Huge fan of egg salad. And you want to know what I said to my friend? I said, we don't talk about it enough, how good it is. This is something that I feel really passionate about. Egg salad is so good. And I know a bunch of you are like, yeah, that's disgusting. Why is it disgusting? Listen, if you don't have taste, you don't have taste, but that's not my problem. But I've been really crushing it with the egg salad. And yes, I make it myself. I'm not a freak. Every once in a while, I'll order it from a place, but I'm like, when did you honestly make this? If I'm at a diner or like a deli or something, I'm like, when was that made? Because if it wasn't made like just a few hours ago, at most, I'm out and I'm going to get something different. My mom accidentally texted me like the weirdest things. Like I woke up and I was in a panic the other day because I got a bunch of texts from her where she's like, on my way to the hospital. Okay, leaving the hospital now. Everything is fine. Just got home from the hospital. I'm like, what are you talking about? Of course I call her. She doesn't answer the phone. If there was a gun to my head, if somebody was holding a gun to my head and said, call your mom. And if she picks up, I won't pull the trigger. I would die. I would end up being shot because the way she's never going to answer the phone, especially in an emergency. I remember when I was dating that guy, I told you guys about that, the guy that had a glass eye and we would always get into car accidents. Every single time I was in a car accident, she didn't pick up the phone. I'm like, hey, I'm on a stretcher. I'm on my way to the hospital. And then she's like, yeah, my phone's broken. I don't know. I didn't get it. Huh? Anywho. So I was calling her. She didn't pick up. She goes, oh, sorry. Thought I was texting Antonise. So I'm like, okay, well, what happened? But it was about my grandmother. And I'm like, mom, you have to, she goes, it's so funny. Cause when I spoke to Antonise, she said she didn't get any of my texts. Cause I was just texting you the whole time. I'm like, I don't even know how that went down. But everything's fine. It's actually crazy. My grandmother, she's in a nursing home and she fell, in long story short, she fell and then she had a bump on her head. So they took her to the hospital and then they were trying to figure out what happened with her. But she doesn't know because she has dementia. So she couldn't tell them when it happened, how she was feeling, nothing like that. And then they ran a bunch of tests and they were like, oh, she had a heart attack. But she was in the hospital for about, I don't know, I would say a week. And she's out now and she's okay. But she's on the mend. But I was just like, Ma, you gotta, first of all, what if it was an emergency and someone else needed to be there with you? You're texting the wrong person, you little cutie. Also, you guys, something that's really important to me is talking about my top five. I know that you guys don't know what the top five is because I don't think I've ever spoken about it, but me and my friends have this thing called who's your top five? Like who's your top five, like celebrity crushes, right? And I've been really altering my list. So I have it written down. I'm going to tell you guys what my list was the first time I did this with my friend, like years and years ago. And then I realized, oh my God, two of my baby boys, and actually three of my baby boys are not on the list, which is crazy. So I'm editing it. First, we have, here was the original, and then I'm going to tell you the changes that I've made. Riz Ahmed, love him. If you don't know who he is, he's an amazing actor. He's also very, very smart and also so hot. You should watch the movie The Sound of Metal. But he was in this show years ago called The Night Of, and it was really, really interesting. He's such a great actor. And he's so hot, and I love him. And he met his wife in a coffee shop, and I'm just like, I'm obsessed with you. I'm freaking obsessed with that guy. He's on the list. Then we had Adam Driver. Sue me if it's illegal for thinking he's hot. I know everybody's like, I don't get it. I'm like, I do. You don't need to get it personally. Me getting it is fine. So Adam Driver, Michael B. Jordan, of course, Adrian Brody. Okay. And Drake. That was my top five. Riz, Michael, Adam. Oh, wait. Riz, Michael, Adam, Adrian, Drake. Yeah. So then I'm like talking about my list and I'm like, wait a minute. My three top baby boys aren't on there. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, of course, my number one crush, my longest ever crush, the man that I would take a bullet for is not on my list. Okay. Also, you know, Jeremy Allen White's not on there. He's pretty new though. So when I first made the list, I didn't know who he was. And the other one, girl, I'm sorry, but there is, I'm giggling thinking about it. I just love him so much. And he's always posting on Instagram. And it's like, please, this guy is so hot. Mark Wahlberg. Oh my God. I can't even think about that cutie. Stop. I'm getting nervous. So Marky Mark's got to be on there. I send my friend Mark Wahlberg's Instagram videos because, girl, if you don't know, you got to follow him. He's always posting videos of him working out. He looks unbelievable. And the other day he posted like a video of him doing squats and I sent it to my friend. Happy Monday, Marky Mark. It's leg day over at Marky Mark's house. So here's what we're going to do. We have to edit the list. Okay. Michael B. Jordan. It's almost too obvious. Michael B. Jordan is on everyone's list, right? He's so hot. He's so Gorgina. He's so charming. And I think every girl on earth probably has a crush on Michael B. Jordan. He's just stunningly gorgeous. Okay. It's almost too obvious. So does he get removed from the list? I think so. And I've met him before. Maybe he shouldn't be on the list because I've also met Jeremy Allen. Okay. Wait. Okay. Cancel that last part. Okay. Michael B. Jordan. Unfortunately, I love him so much. And I think he's the most Gorgina man to ever live, but he's got to go because we got to get Dwayne on there. Okay. And then Adam Driver, as much as I love him, and why do I love him? He's like 7 feet tall and he seems a little crazy. So, I mean, come on. Categorically, I like him. He's really tall and he was like in the Marines. So, but he's got to go because we got to get Mark on there. I don't know who I would replace. Drake is staying no matter what. Okay. Cause that's my husband. That's my baby daddy. Adrian Brody. I can't say goodbye to him. This is like the most difficult fuck, marry, kill ever. And Riz Ahmed, come on. I love Riz Ahmed. So it's really like a top six right now. Cause I love everybody else. I can't get rid of them. Anywho, this has been, you know, point of contention in my life the last week or so. Cause I was reviewing the list and I said, wait a minute. Something's going on here. Certain people deserve spots on this list. And it's literally not even like, oh, I would hook up with it. Girl, I can't hook up with Dwayne. Are you kidding me? I would be dead. He's like a giant. He's like the most giant, biggest person I've ever seen in my life. Anywho.
Okay, you guys, some quick words. This week we have a bunch of ads here. Okay, and you know what we're starting out as? Our number one, our baby girls, our baby boys, Nutrafol. Hair thinning is complicated. Hair is a reflection of your health. So if you want to keep top of things, get your personalized hair health plan with Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and stop your hair from thinning right in its tracks. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding with results in 3 to 6 months. You can purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Fast shipping and automated deliveries ensure that you'll never miss a day. I have been taking Nutrafol for, I don't know, I want to say like has it been 2 years? Oh my God, the longest relationship I've ever freaking had. But my hair is so long. I'm constantly getting it cut because it's growing like a weed. And my nails are really long. And I feel that it has helped me just completely balance everything out. And I really, really love Nutrafol. By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, and environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair's needs. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering the girlies $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com and enter promo code SECRET. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code SECRET. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code SECRET. We also have Pretty Litter. You guys know I love Pretty Litter. Listen, nothing but the best for my babies over here. My two children that I gave birth to, they use Pretty Litter always. When I get a cute little bouquet of flowers, I want to smell them, not my litter box. Pretty Litter instantly traps odors so that my house is not smelling like a litter box and I can go longer before having to scoop. 1 6-pound bag lasts up to a month, which is crazy. My other favorite thing about Pretty Litter is the color-changing crystals. They turn different colors to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cats, like UTIs, kidney problems. So I can stop my problems right before they get out of control. I think that this is such a genius idea. When this was invented, I was like, why has this not existed for 100 years? Who is the scientist behind this? Because one thing about my cats, they're not really letting me know if they're not feeling well. And I'm always nervous. Does he have a UTI? Is he going to the bathroom? It's also hard to keep up with the two of them, like, and kind of monitor their, you know, bathroom habits, which is such a telltale sign of, that's how you can kind of tell if they're sick. So Pretty Litter makes it so much easier. If that's not enough, Pretty Litter ships for free right to my door. No more hauling huge litter bags around the grocery store. This makes it so convenient. Pretty Litter is amazing. You just have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/secret to save 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com/secret. 20% off your first order. prettylitter.com/secret.
Now that we've gotten all the important stuff out of the way, let's get to these emails. Because I'm just sitting here flapping my damn gums, okay? And I'm supposed to go get Bloody Marys with my bestie in a little bit. I told her, I said, girl, I got to do the pod. I should have gone out for drinks and then done the pod, though. I think we can all agree on that. Because it's been a while since I got a little frisky on the podcast and was a little drunk, right? Okay, this one says, we got to stop. Hi, Carly. I'm listening to last week's potty and I just can't handle it when I hear about girls feeling so confused about their situationship. Let me tell you something about my embarrassing situationship. I was so in love with him. You're right. It's never equal. There's always somebody who's a little bit more into it. And I'm guessing more often than not, it's the girlies getting their hearts broken. I hate situationships. I really think it's become so normal, but it's just one person eventually persuading the other that they should be completely casual and still do all the things that committed relationship people do. They want the love, affection, time, energy, attention, but no strings attached. It's just such a recipe for disaster. We have to know when to stop and to walk away. I was so manipulated when I was in my situationship. It felt completely like a real relationship. We did everything together. We were best friends. I swear we ended up in love. It was years of this. It got to the point where I was so convinced that he was in love with me without ever needing to say it. He had a lot of messy relationships before me, and I came to accept that him being vulnerable just might be too scary and he's been too hurt. And I looked over all of the selfishness and red flags because I just wanted him to love me and wanted to love him through his pain and be that girl that was different than all of the others. I knew I could love him right. Girls, run if you feel this way. There's a healthy way to love somebody, but we cannot heal men if they haven't been willing to heal themselves first. In the end, he shattered my heart and did it with no remorse, and I was devastated. Turned out it was exactly what it started as, a situationship. He was sleeping with several other people and lying to me about it. He was so deceitful the whole time being together. I only found this out through the years. There were signs, but when I was in it, I couldn't believe that he would actually be with anybody else. Why would he want to be with anybody else? I was finding out about these women, and it was enough for me to really just be done. There were things leading up to this that in my gut, and everything in my spirit was telling me that it needed to be done. So I stopped talking to him, blocked him, and didn't speak to him at all at work. We worked in the same building. But Carly, I found out I was pregnant 2 weeks. 2 weeks after finding out about the women, the emotional mindfuck that I was going through, I was such a mess, but I knew I was keeping the baby. I knew it was a boy right away. I just knew. I started going to counseling and worked through a lot of pain and mistrust that I felt with myself, how I let myself get there. When I tell you I'm obsessed with my son, I'm so in love with him and he's added more to my life than I can have ever imagined. I started counseling when he was born and we were able to work through so much of the hurt and anger from his dad. We have a good co-parenting relationship now, but really it's because I chose to forgive him, not for his sake, but mine. I feel so proud of how far I've come as a person. But girls, moral of the story, don't keep trying. Don't keep convincing yourself, because in the end, we only hurt ourselves when we end up trying to convince ourselves that it's worth it to stay. A man that's worth your love is never going to need you to convince yourself that he's worth it. Sorry, this was so long. I'm passionate about this area. LOL. We got to find men who are willing to love us wholly and not just when it works for them. I 1000% agree with you. Oh my God. Your son is so freaking cute. Stop. He's wearing little Carhartt overalls. I'm done. You guys are so beautiful. Oh my God. I 1000% agree with you. That's why I'm always telling you guys, you don't have to be okay with being casual. It's okay to not be okay with that. Especially if you're looking for something serious, please, I'm begging you all, don't pretend that you're, oh no, I'm just like this cool, chill girl. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. We could do whatever. Cause I'm cool. Personally about me, I'm cool. I'm cool as hell. If somebody wants to be with you, they will move mountains and they will make it so clear and obvious that they want to be with you. The right person is never even going to make you question that. And if you're looking for, oh, okay, cool, whatever, I'm just like killing time. I kind of have this thing now where I'm like, even if you just met someone and you're cool with being casual with everything and you don't really want a relationship or you don't want to be official or anything like that, you just kind of want to like hang out, have fun, go on dates, hook up, whatever. I do feel that that does close you off to the right person that would make you want to be in a relationship, because it's your time, your energy, your mental, your, and then eventually it's like, you can't spend that much time hanging out with somebody and not catch some type of feelings. Someone's going to do something. But at the end of the day, I agree with you. You know, it's just one of these things that unfortunately sometimes I feel that we have to learn the hard way, you know? Let's see. I just lost my freaking... Why did I do that? Why did I lose my place? I also, you guys, I got a bunch of emails. I saw what happened with Kate Middleton, the update on Kate Middleton. It's so, so freaking sad. I feel so terrible for her. I had a feeling... I just had a feeling that it was something. That's why I was like making the joke of like, oh, I hope she is on The Masked Singer or something, but she's sick and she's undergoing chemotherapy. I think she's going to be okay. Like, I know she's going to be okay. She's going to be fine. But I do feel bad that she was kind of like bullied into confessing what was going on. I feel like that's such a shock and people were really, really harassing her. Okay. This one says, important message for the girlies. Hello, Carly, to you and the gorgeous princes. Oh, thank you so much. Love you so much. I seriously think of you as a close friend. You make me laugh nonstop and always give the best advice. With that being said, sorry in advance for my rant, but I really hope that you read this as it's an important message for the fellow girlies. Okay. 10-4. Let's get into it. I've been listening to the potty for about a year or so, so not an OG listener, but your fan nonetheless. I wanted to write in for a while, but the episode this week was my breaking point. There's been a lot of secret keepers writing in asking for your advice while they date married men, and it's honestly enough. As a married woman myself who's gone through some serious shit in my relationship, our first couple of years of marriage were rough. We went through a lot, and I found some things on my husband's phone that involved another woman. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to get too much into it because I have friends who also listen to the potty and I don't want to give myself away. But every time you read a letter from a listener who's conflicted about having feelings or doing things with a married man, my blood boils. I think you're too nice to tell them the truth. And the truth is that marriage is a line that should not be crossed. I don't care the circumstances. I don't care if you had a thing before and the guy got married. He is married now. Be a girl's girl and think about what would happen if your affair or fling or whatever you would want to call it comes to light. Do you really want to be the reason that a marriage breaks apart? I urge the fellow secret keepers to respect the sanctity of marriage. Please think of someone other than yourself. If he really loved you or liked you, he wouldn't be married. My husband's slip was devastating to me. Oh, I feel so bad. I think it caused so much emotional turmoil that even years now, it can wreak havoc on my emotional well-being. We worked through it, thank God, but it was the hardest thing that he or I have ever done. Please, for the love of God, Carly, please leave married men alone. First of all, I understand that some men are grimy and married and they'll reach out to women who are not their wives, but please respect yourself enough to tell them to eat shit. I'm sorry for my extremely angry and emotional email. If this email serves to convince even one secret keeper that marriage is out of bounds, then my job is done here. Love you so much. You're the cutest and funniest gal. Sending you the best vibes. Oh, thanks so much. Okay. To make something abundantly clear, I have and would never, ever, not even husband, I would never be with somebody else's man. It's something that is the most unappealing, unattractive thing in the entire world to me. Because, well, there's a lot of reasons why. If I go through it, it's number one, it's not a compliment. It's not a flex to be like, oh, this married guy wanted to hook up with me. It's like, okay, he was looking for that. It doesn't really have anything to do with you because he'll find it at the Trader Joe if he's looking for it hard enough, you know? I don't find it flattering. Also, I do need some type of like delusional belief that a guy's a good person. Call me delusional. But when I'm like dating somebody or hooking up with somebody or whatever, I need to be like, he's a good guy. And that throws it completely out the window. It's something that I've just never done. And I mean, I'm sure people have lied to me and been like, I'm single. But I feel like at this point, I kind of give them the third degree. I'm like, how long have you been single for? Because we know about the bum bum cream situation. That was a liar, ladies. All right. But yeah, I don't find it. I remember posting a video about it on TikTok, like, I would say, I don't know, a year or so ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago. But I had said, like, a married man flirting with you, trying to hook up with you is just not a flex. It's just not a flex. And I got a lot of people were DMing me like, I was a mistress and I married him. I'm like, good for you, girl. Cool. But, so that's not something I would ever do. But, when people are writing in and they're in these situations, I think they already know that they're not doing the right thing. I don't think that they need to hear me say that. Nobody is hooking up with a married man or cheating on their man and being like, it's all good. It's all good. This is the way it happened. You know, this is the way it goes down. This is how every fairy tale starts. They all know. And my advice is always cut it off. Stop it. Enough. I'm not saying, oh, well, good for you, blah, blah, blah. Ever, ever. I say end it, leave, or, you know, ghost them or whatever I say. But I hope genuinely that nobody thinks that ever that I'm condoning, you know, cheating and being that girl. Because honestly, for a million different reasons, but also I think that we deserve better than that, surely. And I'm sorry that you went through that. It's the worst. Getting cheated on is so crazy, or even just like any type of betrayal involving another woman is so crazy, because it really is, you're suffering for a mistake that you didn't make. And it's just the worst feeling ever, because you're like, I'm not pretty enough. I don't look a certain way. I don't, you know, he doesn't think that I'm this. He doesn't think that I'm that. I have to change. And it kind of makes you, I remember when this happened to me, because I've been on that side of it. I've been with a guy that cheated on me. And I remember, like, it really made me hate myself. And it made me, it made me into this, like, person, this, like, needy person that I'm just not. And I was comparing myself to everybody. I never could, like, sleep at night. I was always nervous. Anything he said, like, I think this is something that I need to really work on. But, like, once you lie, you're a liar to me. And anything he said, I was like, he's lying. In my head, I was like, he's lying. That's it. You know, it was really, really hard for me to get over it. And I'm like, why am I suffering for your mistake? And just so you know, like, the lady that he cheated on me with, forget it. Okay. I'm not even going to get into detail, but there would be just no way that you would go, well, yeah, she's got it going on. They never cheat up, but it made me into this paranoid person. And I was like, why do I hate myself now? Because of you. So it's definitely tough, and it's never your fault. It's never your fault. I remember once I was at this bar and this guy came up to me and my friend. He had a wedding ring on, wasn't trying to hide it. And he kept talking to me. At first I was like, oh, maybe he's just like trying to get through and like order a drink. Cause he kind of made it seem that way. And then I'm like, this guy's hitting on me. I'm like, where's your wife? Girl, first of all, I say that to even men that don't have wedding rings on, because I just assume that they're all liars and snakes. So he's like, where's your wife? He goes, oh, she's at home. And blah, blah. I'm like, what's she up to? Nothing. She's watching the kids. Not watching the kids. And then he said, yeah, well, also men love to say that they're in an unhappy relationship. They will do anything to make themselves seem like they're not the ones that are out at a bar trying to hook up with somebody else. And that was how I ended up the conversation, because he was going, yeah, like, you know, it's not going well. He starts like venting to me like, sir, I don't give a shit. And I said to him, I go, well, I would really need to hear her side of the story. And he goes, why? And I said, because one of you is at home with your kids and the other one's at a bar flirting with a girl. Do the math, buddy. Please. I would never give them the satisfaction. Oh God, it grinds my gears, you know? Anywho, I'm moving on. Okay, this next one says, okay. Hold on. That was the one that we just did. Why do I keep losing my Gestern spot? Okay, this one says Dicker Dubai update and embarrassing. Hi, Carly. I don't know if you remember this, but I wrote in like 4 years ago during the Emma days. I remember the title of this email, believe it or not. I'm a freak like that. I wanted to write in because I just moved across the country and was that asshole with out-of-state plates driving 20 under the speed limit because teehee giggling and binging the pod for 4 days straight. Anyway, I finally got a job as a flight attendant a few months after writing in, and my days of validating a gay stereotype by being a stewardess are already over. I just quit and moved across the country to go back to school because I literally could not work in customer service anymore, or I'd need a Klonopin script. I'd literally want to tell passengers, here, take your fucking ginger ale and keep the trash. I don't want it. I always think about that with flight attendants. Like the last time I was on a plane, I ate a banana. Like I had bought a banana in the, while I was waiting in the airport, and I ate it on the plane, and she's like, give it to me. And she put her bare hand out. I'm like, you don't want to touch a freaking eaten banana. You don't want to just touch a slimy banana peel, girl. I'll throw it in the bag when you come around. And then they have to deal with, like, I feel like flight attendants have to deal with, whenever I'm at the airport, I see people who I'm like, these people have never left their house. They've never left their house. They're going, they have like a gallon of water. You ever see somebody on security where you're like, babe, where do you think you're going with that? They have like a gallon of water, a desktop computer, the pillows, you know. They don't take their shoes off. They don't take their belt off. They don't take their jacket off. The last time I was at the airport, I was behind this lady, and the guy, the TSA guy, is of course screaming at the top of his lungs at everybody. And he said, no jackets. And she was wearing a jacket. And she said, is this a jacket? And people wonder why TSA is so fucking mean, because that's the shit that they have to deal with all day. So imagine when those people get on the airplane. Anyway, I'm getting back to this email. He says, on an episode I listened to on the drive, you mentioned that you'd want to be a flight attendant in a different life. And let me just tear that down real quick. Once I had someone ring their call button to tell me that she broke her nose because the person in front of them reclined their seat. What? Were you sniffing the seat? Why was your face so close to the seat in front of you? She was quote unquote fine when I told her that I was going to have the paramedics come and meet the plane. On one of my last flights, we had to literally divert the plane and land in a different city because someone pulled his wiener out and started pissing on the seat. Oh my God. Was that like going to Florida or something? It had to be like touching down in Tampa. Right? That's Florida man behavior. I'm sorry. You guys know I love Florida, but let's call a spade here. Where else would they be going? Okay. He says, I was reported for telling someone to sit down when the pilots came out for a bathroom break. It's a security thing. You don't want someone hovering around the flight deck door mid-flight while it's being opened. Anyway, she wrote in saying that her daughter was having a medical emergency and that I ignored her and told her to go sit down. The kicker is that she wouldn't shut the hell up during boarding about how she was a neurosurgeon. So you mean to tell me that you're a neurosurgeon and your daughter is having a medical emergency and your first instinct is to run up and get help from a flight attendant? Please. I also had to wake up a pilot from crew rest once because he overslept, and I pulled back the curtain. Tell me why he was laying there, mouth breathing with his hands down his pants. Oh my God. Why are men? I'll stop there or else this will turn into a Stephen King length novel really quick. Anyway, shout out to all the girlies who work in customer service. Oh, wait. Wait. Because that isn't for the week. Anyway, just wanted to give a little 4-year update and say thank you for getting me through my 4-day drive. If you're ever in Phoenix and want to go to gay bars, ooh, I love Phoenix and I love gay bars. Let me know because I want to hear you speak Italian. Girl, I went on a date the other night with a guy from Italy. And I was trying to speak Italian to him and it wasn't working. He's like, this is a naughty girl. I was like, buongiorno. Anyway, he says, embarrassing. A grown man ordering an apple juice on the plane seems like a national security threat to me. You, sir, should be on the no-fly list. This happened far too much for the comfort. And I once had huge macho OnlyFans guy ask for it. Oh my God. Or ordering an apple juice is insane. I wanted to say, would you like a sippy cup? Oh my goodness. No, that is so freaking funny. I think that there are certain things on the plane that if you're ordering them, I do think that you should be, when they land, I think you should be questioned. And I do agree that apple juice is one of them. I love apple juice. Okay. But I would never eat. I would never drink apple juice in public because I'm not a psycho. I drink apple juice I always have it in my fridge. I have those little juice boxes, those little organic apple juice boxes, because you guys know that I always am replenishing my drinks. I have my drink order come and I replenish my fridge. It's something that I always do. It's something that brings me joy. And sometimes it's the only thing that keeps me hanging on, sister. I always get a box of Diet Coke, a box of a flavored seltzer. This week, I switched it up and I'm really happy that I did. I got the cherry vanilla, the black cherry vanilla seltzer from Wegmans. Okay. Because it's giving cherry Coke. I get that. And then I get a lemon lime. And then I usually will get, guys, I have a lot of drinks and this lasts me. I order once a month or like once every 3 weeks. Right. So yeah, once a month. And I get a thing of poppy soda. I get a thing of apple juice, sometimes orange juice, but I don't know. It's gotta be, I'm not crazy about the orange juice that comes in the little boxes. And then I do drinkable yogurt. And a couple of other things, but that's my order. And I know you're like, you're so lazy. Why don't you just go get it yourself? I don't have a car and I'm not lugging and schlepping it to my home.
We have Fast Growing Trees, you guys. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the US, in case you were wondering, okay? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States, you can grow lemon, avocado, olive, or fig trees right inside your home. On top of that, they have a wide variety of houseplants available. Fast Growing Trees makes it easier to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 or 2 days. Along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I think this is so smart. A lot of people don't know how to maintain certain plants because different plants need different things, and I feel like I had such like a learning curve when I first became a plant lady. And then when I got animals, I said, uh-oh, these plants aren't going to work here because you know who was chomping down the bit. And I said, sir, you can't do that. So now there's a whole section on the website, which I love, that is pet friendly. And that's what I've ordered from. And also, I think it's really cool that you can do it based on your climate and they'll kind of pair you with the best plants for you. I think it's just a brilliant, brilliant idea. Right now, they're having the best deals online and up to half off on select plants. And the girlies get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the promo code SECRET at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code SECRET at checkout, fastgrowingtrees.com/secret. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Let's talk about joy mode, you guys. Let's talk about joy mode. Because when I got this package, I said, ooh, I went like this. I went, ooh, who's sending me this? And then I realized they sponsor the potty. Faster is better, especially when it comes to sex. If your man is struggling in the bedroom, it is time to check out Joy Mode. Their sexual performance booster is an all-natural, science-backed supplement, and it gives his Johnson all the tools that it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Joy Mode also supports blood vessel, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, and general erection function. Just mix it up with 6 to 8 ounces of water and drink up to 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you will love the results. Listen, hey, none of this is bad. All these side effects are great, okay? We got cardiovascular health, we got athletic performance, we got blood pressure. Hey, and you got a boner. We love to see it. When it comes to sexual health, you don't want to cut corners. Skip the sketchy gas station, erectile dysfunction medications, and get Joy Mode. Go to joymode.com and get 20% off with code SKC at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code SKC at usejoymode.com. Okay, you guys, just a quick word from Oak Essentials. Are you so sick and tired of your 20-step overpriced skincare routine? It is time for Oak Essentials. Known for its simple approach to skincare, Oak Essentials products are made from the high-quality ingredients and deliver serious results. I'm obsessed with their moisture-rich balm. It has tons of nutrients, sea buckthorn fruit oil, organic cocoa seed butter, and organic coconut oil to help fight the aging process. I absolutely love this stuff. It makes me feel so nice and fresh. I have it in my shower. I have the creams. It is just like a luxury experience. I love it. And it's not too overpowering. It's not tacky. It's not sticky. It's just the perfect consistency. And I'm very particular about my shower stuff and my creams. So you can treat yourself or someone else this season. The girlies get 15% off and a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when they use code SECRET15 at checkout. That's 15% off and a gift for you with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code SECRET15. Go ahead and treat yourself to luxurious skincare and meaningful self-care. You deserve it.
Anywho, okay, this one says, this thing we call life. Hi, Carly, longtime listener, first time writing in. I've been a fan since Girl Code. Oh, thanks so much. I don't hear many girls write in about this, but I'm writing in for helpful tips and suggestions when it comes to weight loss. My husband and I have been together for 10 years in June and married for 3. I've struggled with weight loss and weight gain the majority of our relationship. I was my best weight when I first met him. And now after having our son, who's turning 3, oh, so cute. I just can't seem to get my mind around dropping the weight. I'm currently the heaviest I've ever been. I know I can lose the weight, but working full time and being a mom and wife is a struggle. Fasting seems to work sometimes for me, but it's like getting fast food and et cetera is convenient. I'm like, I'll just start next week. With summer basically here in Texas, I want to do better. I want to be happier and healthier. Also, my husband won't say anything, but I know that he sees it and that it's affecting us, especially our sex life. Any tips or tricks are greatly appreciated. Included are some pics of me and my husband in the beginning of our relationship and recently at our son's birthday celebration. What are the odds that our pose hasn't changed? Let me see. Oh my God, you guys are so cute. Stop. You are so cute. And also I love that it is the exact same pose. You know, when you take, a picture with a guy and you like, just put your very, like your fingertips on his stomach, like we're just a bunch of cuties. First of all, I just want to say, give yourself grace here. You are a mom, you're working, you're busy. It's not easy. Okay. And second of all, you look amazing. So I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke up your ass. You look great. I understand the feeling of, I think that we're just conditioned as women to, it's never enough, right? No matter what you look like, it's never enough. Probably in this picture before, you know, you're like when you guys in the beginning of your dating, you probably were like, oh, there was something that you weren't crazy about. I think it's just in our heads. And not just women. I think that everybody feels this way. But something that's so crazy is I've tried it all. I mean, I think everyone that grew up in like the 90s and the early 2000s, it was just such a thing of like these fad diets and, oh, we're just going to do this for a week. We're going to eat just this for a week. And then everybody was doing it. And you're like, wait a minute, that's crazy. And then you just gain all the weight right back. But I would say for the most part, I have a healthy relationship with food. And I don't mean I eat only healthy food. I mean that I don't look at food as like as a bad thing ever. I think that, and listen, I'm not a nutritionist. I would love for a nutritionist or someone to write in if you have any tips or anything like that. But for me personally, I think that when you remove this like negative emotional attachment to food, it just becomes, first of all, more enjoyable, and it becomes less of like, you don't look at it as a bad thing. You don't feel guilty afterwards. Like, I think that we, first of all, I think about it all the time, how like in magazines, they were brutal in the 90s and the early 2000s. And I'm like, the way that we're all just, every millennial collectively is afraid of salad dressing because we learned in the 90s, like salad dressing is actually worse than a cheeseburger. And you're like, wait, what? We're all, it's just conditioned. But I think when you stop thinking about it, this is probably the worst advice I could ever give, but this is what happened to me. I recently lost a lot of weight, and I was never obsessing over, I was never counting calories. I was never obsessing over anything. I was just like, after I went to Italy, I was like, I'm going to keep eating the way that I was, where I'm just eating meals and not snacks. And not really, I don't care about carbs. I don't care about sugar. I just don't care. I eat like a normal amount, a normal portion size, and I don't eat snacks, you know, unless I don't buy snacks, I should say, because I still do eat snacks, but I don't have them just like waiting in the cabinet. I kind of, if I want something, I just go out and get it instead of just having it waiting. But I also became obsessed with I became obsessed with soup, and girl, I'm not kidding. I ate soup every single night. I was obsessed with it. It's not all I ate all day, but I was obsessed with eating soup every single day. I would wake up and I go, I'm eating soup, girl. One thing about me. And then I kept eating so much soup. And I think that that's like a really healthy food. I swear. My best friend called, like, we were on the phone together all the time, and she would call me. I'm like, I'm eating soup. She's like, I imagine so, because it's 7 p.m. It's 7 p.m. Do you know where Carly is? She's eating soup. So maybe that had something to do with it. But honestly, I don't know. And people keep asking me, like, how did you lose weight? I'm like, I don't know. And people also think, and I notice, like, even my mom thinks that I have an eating disorder. I'm like, I simply don't. But she, like, my parents both like stare at me when I eat, when I'm at their house. I'm like, okay. And then I noticed that every time I don't know if she thinks I have bulimia or something. Every time I went to the bathroom, she would run in the bathroom right after me. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom too. I'm like, what do you think's going on in there? Oh my God. People are crazy. But anywho, I would love a professional to write in about this, because I don't know, but for me personally, it was unintentional and it was psychological. Okay. This one says honeymoon help. Fuck, marry, kill included. Hello, Carly and the little baby boys. I love you since Girl Code and always will. I also attended your birthday Chicago show when you smelled like heaven on earth. Oh my God. I loved that show. That was when I was wearing my Parvati vanilla rollerball. She says, my fiance and I are getting married in August, and we're deciding on places where to go on our honeymoon. For starters, we have nothing in common. Okay, well, that's always great. He said his dream vacation would be to hike in North Dakota. Okay. Or to fish in the Devil's Lake, Wisconsin, where I want to visit Dubai or see the Arashiyama Bamboo Forest in Japan. This man has never left the country before and is very uneasy with the idea of flying 7+ hours, whereas I find respite in flying and with the company of a good book. Where do you think that we could meet in the middle? I made my man get his passport, so we will definitely be flying international. All your girl needs is the sun, the beach, and good food. I feel like we would enjoy some excursions, but he doesn't want to swim in too hot of seawater. Girl, this man, it has a whole list of things that he doesn't want to do. And absolutely no cruises for him. Okay. Oh my God, you guys are so freaking cute. Okay, Gorgina. Oh my God, she's so pretty. She looks like, honestly, like a porcelain doll. Okay. I don't know where you currently live, so I don't know what would be like a quicker trip for you. But I think something that you can think about doing is going, like picking a destination of a place that you want to go, right? And then making two trips, like going halfway, spending a few days in wherever would be halfway in between where you are and where you want to end up. And then spend a few days, you can decompress, you can explore a little bit, and then you can take another flight. That way it's two smaller flights instead of one really long one, and you get to see more. That's probably what I would do if I was with somebody that didn't, because I kind of get it. I mean, long flights are really a lot. You have to, I'm sorry, but you gotta take a NyQuil or something before you get on one of those flights, because maybe not even NyQuil. I would just have like quite a number of glasses of wine, to be fair. Because when I went to Japan, it was like, Jesus, thank God. Something so weird. I like slept almost the entire flight to and from Japan. Same thing when I went to Taiwan, to and from Taiwan, I was asleep. Like, I think I was awake for like 2 hours. It's crazy. And I don't even know what, I think it's just, first of all, I love sleeping on an airplane. I don't know why, but if I wasn't sleeping, like I've taken a flight to Florida where I'm up the whole time and I'm like, I want to die. It's too long. So you got to make sure that you're hitting snooze. And I get why people don't want to fly that long. It really is just like, ugh, takes a toll on you. But I think going somewhere in between would be really great. And again, I don't know where you're coming from. Like, you can go to England and then stop, you know, like stop in England and then go somewhere, go kind of like travel around Europe a little bit so you can see more. And I don't know. I think that there is like, there's a way around it. But also I love just a tropical vacay. Sometimes I want to be in like a city, like in Paris or in London or in whatever. I love just going like this. I'm in Florida. Do not disturb. Because I'll be at the beach and I'll be at the pool drinking pina coladas. I'm just as happy doing that than anything else. I just want to veg. And I got to work on my tan. But let me know where you guys live. Let's see. This one says, Carly, just bully me to move on. Hello, Carly and the kitty cats in the boys that we trust. Hi, and I absolutely love you. Oh, thanks so much. I love you so much too. Long story short, I've been recycling this man for over 4 years. I might as well just join New York City sanitation. I'm 29. He's 24. We dated for the first year and we've been on and off in a situationship ever since. He's not a good fit for my future. I've seen success of no contact too. How do I know all of these things and yet can't move on? I always find him moving on through social media. In parentheses, see the latest video attached, white shirt. He's talking to a girl who grabs his face. Uh-oh. This isn't the first time I find this type of stuff while we're not talking. I tell myself all the time, he's literally just a guy, but I need more ways to minimize the built up significance I've given to him. I also just need you to yell at me to move on. He's faceless on social media, but here's me. Okay, hold on. My computer is a piece of shit. Okay, she's stunning. Okay, cool. No, and we knew that that was going to happen. And literally the first comment on this photo, this Instagram post that she sent me, it says stunning. And it's true. No, she's actually gorgeous. Wow. So pretty. Okay. Let's see this guy. Can't imagine. Okay. I can't really see his face, but I could see that his side profile in the back of his head, the back of his lying ass head. Okay. That I could see, but it's so strange. We do over romanticize these people. And I think there's a lot of reasons why. First of all, if he was gaga about you, you would probably not be interested in him at all. Okay. It's this challenge. It's this thing of, why doesn't he like me? Why doesn't he think I'm special? Why doesn't he see what I have to offer? That makes people appealing sometimes. But if he liked you, you would be going, please, he's not the one. You already know this. He's not a good fit for your future. You said it yourself. I kind of feel like the sooner you let this go, the more open you will be to finding your perfect person. Okay. And you also know what I always tell you guys, and I promise you guys, I would never repeat something so many times if it wasn't true. When you're out, he's going to be knocking down your door with roses and love letters. When you are genuinely moved on. And to me, because I'm a Scorpio, that to me is better than having fallen in love and spending the rest of my life with the man. Because it's revenge. You don't need to do anything to get him angry. You don't need to do anything to get him to miss you. No. He's going to do that on his own. And he's going to genuinely be hysterical, crying, throwing up at your front door. And you're going to be going, oh, that sucks. Like, I'm busy. I moved on. You slept. So to me, that is the best. And I don't care. I say it all the time. I don't care how much I'm growing. I don't care about I'm really working on my spiritual journey. But at the end of the day, deep down inside, I'm going to need a little revenge. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just us girls doing what we do. I think you're going to end up, this is going to be a situation where, girl, first of all, you're actually stunning and you could be a model, number one. Second of all, this is going to be one of these situations where, like, you're moved on and you're going to be going, when you think about him, just, you're going to be just shivering. Like, what was I thinking? Listen, it happens to the best of us. We all got to go through it at some point. You're going to go, I can't believe I spent time worrying about this loser. Like, come on. You're just better than that. And also, let me just say what I'm going to say, because I know that it's true. He's posting this like little video of him, some girl, like laughing at him, whatever, when they're at a bar, because he wants you to see that. That's what's going on. I told my friend recently, block this guy. Enough is enough. No Instagram. He can't have access to you at all. Okay. Girl, why did he create a whole new Instagram account under a whole new phone number to DM her? Zero followers, zero following. I'm like, I told you. He's gonna be DMing you on Etsy soon. You know? He's going to be your Grubhub driver in a bit. Don't worry about it. Just work towards being the best version of yourself. And this isn't the best version of yourself because you're hung up on somebody that doesn't deserve you. And also, I just want to say this. I had to have this situation with a guy years ago. And he was a total textbook narcissist. And he gave himself up. He would always say, I love being around you because you're so happy and I'm just not inside. Like, being around you makes me happy because he's a succubus. Because he was taking that from me. I was happy and positive energy and the way that I always am. And he was hanging out with me because he wanted that. That's what they do. They take our best traits and our best qualities and they go and show them off to somebody else. Okay. So don't even give him that. And one thing about me, you would sooner find me dead than waiting around for a man. It's just not happening. It's just not happening. Anywho, let's do this fuck, marry, kill. From the girl, they are so cute. The girl who's going on the honeymoon. You guys are so freaking cute together. Okay. Here's the fuck, marry, kill. Period on wedding day. Pimple on wedding day. Thunderstorm on wedding day. Oh, God. Period on wedding day is really a risky one, isn't it? Because you're wearing white. I'm gonna, whenever I do end up getting married, I'm gonna get my period that day. I already know it. I already know what my cycle is going to be like. I've only ever gotten my period if it's an important, on every important day of my life. Every single important day, I will be having my period. So I'm going to, no, I'm not going to, I'm going to kill thunderstorm, because thunderstorm, it actually affects other people. Like, people might not be able to make it. People might get stuck in traffic, flooded. It ruins the outfits. If you have an outdoor wedding, forget it. It's a nightmare. So we're going to kill thunderstorm. I'm going to marry pimples, because that's fixable. That's fixable. You need a little green corrector. You need a little concealer, and you can blend. Pimples fixable and fine. Period. I guess we're fucking the period. You know, it is what it is. At least with the period, like, you have this, like, when my hormones are going crazy, I have this, like, thing. I don't know. It's like a special type of energy. I think it's because I'm full of rage that people gravitate towards me during those times. So I guess we're fucking the period. We're marrying the pimple, and we got to kill the thunderstorm. With my luck, if there was a thunderstorm at my wedding, I would actually be struck by lightning. Anywho, you guys, you can send in questions to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. Hope everybody has a great week. Good vibes ahead. Love my girls, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye.